At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Welcome back to the world of Tip TV. Let's talk to Mr. David Buick, senior market commentator for Panmure Gordon. David, very good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Right, let's catch you off guard. Goldman Sachs have predicted a number of gold medals at Rio this year. Are you that brave to predict we're going to have a good Olympics for
Team
GB? I'm told
we are, but I have to raise my game because at the moment I am entirely ambivalent, where I was bubbling over at 2012, Brazil 2016. I need somebody to ignite the ignition, if that makes any sense to you.
Well, they're talking about a Super Saturday on August 13th with a potential of three gold medals.
Thank you for telling me, because otherwise I'm in neutral at the moment.
OK, well, let's talk about something you're not neutral about, the banking industry. UK banks, are you happy with them? Italian banks, I assume that you're very concerned about the headlines.
Let's go back to last Friday, this ludicrous 9 o'clock European Banking Authority stress test announcement, which was an absolute sham. 51 banks only, nothing from Greece, nothing from Portugal, some obvious admission from French banks, needling or pointing the finger at Royal Bank of Scotland and Barclays for being inadequately capitalised in the event of a real problem, which I was very pleased to see the Bank of England repudiated and said there was no requirement for any injection of capital. Pretty rich, when you think that the European Union's banks as a whole are short somewhere between £300 and £400 billion worth of capital. Our banks in the UK, this is not a sector to be in, and I don't think it will be for 2 years. The fact that we need 10 times more capital to do the same business that we were doing in 2008, I think probably says it all. Last week, I was disappointed with Lloyds, I must confess. This is what I call a plain vanilla bank now. It's got no thrills and spills, no overseas business. Constantly in the eye, it had over £15 billion worth of PPI payments. It's still been criticised for charging overdrafts when it shouldn't be for various periods of time. It's time they got their act together. I deplore the idea of the way banks are managed now. This business of technology, fintech, shutting 200 branches, fine. I don't mind about the shutting of the branches. But the day that I rue is the day that the bank manager disappeared. And I know very few people who know their bank manager and how you can possibly assess their value.
Mine's now a call centre in Birmingham.
Yeah, I know.
Complete waste of time.
Absolute waste of time. And it's very bad. And frankly, the government should step in. It should not be allowed. Every single member who's got a bank account should be in a position, no, must visit his bank manager every single year once.
Yep.
Because otherwise all these things that we get, like these credit crises, happen. The same applies to customers because people are not on the case. Supplementing that, again, as well, Italy is a big problem. Yesterday, I thought the package, obviously, which is going to be adopted by Monte dei Paschi di Siena, which means there's going to be a 33% haircut, resulting in a bad bank house warehousing their 22-odd billion euros worth of bad loans, set the ball rolling and pulled the trigger. And obviously UniCredit, being Italy's largest bank, yesterday lost 9% in value. But that's the cost, because if the ECB and the European Union and the IMF say no bailouts officially anymore, if you are going to attract private money into banks as a way of building up capital, you have to give something in return. And therefore, a haircut is about the only thing that you can possibly do. I think it's in a very parlous state. Zach made a very important point when before we came on air that Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse are now out of the Eurostox 600. Wow. And that's done on a capital value. Sure. That is serious, serious news. And all the things that we talk about, utterly depressing until the European Union grasps the nettle. Little bit of good news, which I heard yesterday, which I was really thrilled about, which went under the wire because most of the papers are anti-Brexit, was that the Bank of England said there are no need or requirements for any overseas bank. If they want to come to London, they don't need a passport and they can open a branch. Hooray! and I don't think it'll be before too long that good sense might prevail in the European Union and start being jingoistic rubbish talk.
We're talking about Brexit, Chinese situation with nuclear power. We need our friends, don't we? Is this political?
Of course it's political. My thing is that I totally understand, even though Sir Vince Cable was very, very indiscreet about talking about Prime Minister May's dislike of the Chinese involvement in Hinkley Point. And she has a point over security, but I didn't like the way that Number 10 just said it's on hold for 2 months. I can't believe that Mrs. May, that Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary, that Dr. Liam Fox and David Davis aren't aware the fact that we need more than anything else is friends. So if you actually chew out and spit out the Chinese government, hopefully the diplomatic wheels have gone into place and they've actually spoken them direct and explained why, how and the wherefore. They're bonkers, because we really need friends and China should be at the top of the table. Jim O'Neill had this situation going with George Osborne about trying to develop the relationship with China, for which I believe he was 100% correct. And he clearly hasn't had his cards marked before this, hence the comments in the FT yesterday that if it doesn't resolve itself adequately, he will resign.
Right. Let's wrap up and talk about the markets themselves. I see the month of August for the last number of years has been horrific for investors and indeed traders, moves to the downside. Is the FTSE at the right level for you at the moment? Obviously, we've pulled back 100 points or so since late last week. Would you be a buyer, or do you think we're roughly at the right level?
Roughly at the same level, basically because I think all markets are overpriced anyway, the whole lot, based on the fact we've covered this 100 times, that the alternative asset classes are not worth the paper they're written on. I mean, you can't go into bonds at these levels, and it's just utterly. But did you see that yesterday, that Microsoft raised $20 billion of 30-year note at 2.177%. Outrageous. But that is the way it is now. So equities are probably at an understandable level. The other thing is that if you think about equities in the UK, but for the banking system, FTSE would probably be at 7,000. Barclays share price has halved in the last year. Lloyds think it come down about 30%. HSBC's come down about 30%, and Standard Chartered's almost halved, I think I'm right in saying. And the Royal Bank of Scotland, well, the less said, the better.
Were you worried about oil being back below $40 or back down to $40? Do you think that's an almost ominous sign?
Not particularly. I think we're here July, August, September, when, the wheels of trade don't really. I mean, the whole demographics, Zach, of business seem to have changed dramatically in the last 10 years. The number of people that I know take 3 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks holiday on the bounce, which I personally think is not even commendable and thoroughly irresponsible. But they look at things and say, why? I've got that. I've got all the technology they could ever want. I'm in touch with the office.
Yep.
I'll soak up the raise.
So do you think there's finally any August crisis looming in terms of something?
There will be one. Yep. But I just hope that we're going to get bad data today. We're probably out. What was the construction data? It was probably out, probably very poor from the PMI. We're likely to get poor data tomorrow. Why? For the simple reason that the prophets have doomed massed their troops for 6 weeks running up to the referendum. If you will something enough, it'll happen. And this is what has exactly happened, is that I hope that Mark Carney sits on his hands, or should I say the MPC sits on its hands on Thursday. The press reports are suggesting that he won't, that the content of the inflation report is bad and coupled with those things. But a little bit of calm, because I am getting lots of good vibes from various companies around the place that come September, October, there'll be more deals done, more M&A activity, more or less small SMEs and AIM flotations. And life, I'm not saying will return to normal, but life could be a lot better than people want to make it out to be.
David Buick, Senior Market Commentator for Panmure Gordon. Thank you, as always,
pleasure,
for your time. And we didn't even talk about your team beating my team on Saturday. I got away with that one. Right, let's take a very quick break, and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.